A mobile dental service is improving access to care for underserved communities. Drop-In Medical recently visited Yerington in Lyon County for the first time. It's one of the several rural counties in the state grappling with a shortage of dental providers. KUNR's Natalie Van Hooser made the trip out there to learn more about the need for dental as part of overall healthcare in the region.
One Sunday in late April, I drove 70 miles from Reno to Yerington to check out a mobile dental unit, which was there as part of a pop-up rural outreach clinic at the South Lyon Medical Center. The clinic was organized by the University of Nevada, Reno School of Medicine. The health and dental services at these clinics are free of charge to people who can't afford care, and providers don't ask for ID. Despite some wind and a threat of rain, about 10 people, including patients and organizers, were already there.
The fact that this is so easily accessible and that it's free makes it all the more comfortable to come to.
That's Yerington resident Darlene Marie Triplet, who said she relies on this health clinic. Right next to the clinic she visited was the dental van. It's 40 feet long and has sides that expand for extra space. That's where I found Sean Lachlan, waiting for his dental checkup. He lives in Silver City, a small town below Virginia City, and drove about an hour to Yerington.
I need some work done on a tooth, and I was planning on going to my dentist in Mexico because it's a lot less expensive than here in America. And when I found out about this, that it was in my own county here in Yerington, I thought, well, I've got to give that a try. It sounds like something I'd be interested in.
I stepped inside the unit to check it out. There are two patient rooms separated by a waiting area.
So this is just going to be a simple consult.
Drop-In Medical is a mobile service started by dentist Veronica Vasquez. The majority of her work is with corporate clients, and she and her team were volunteering their time in Yerington. Vasquez said the dental issues she sees in rural and urban Nevada are similar, but the lack of access to dental care in the rurals can present challenges.
When you start getting into an area of neglect and you don't have regular cleanings and your gums get inflamed, then you have bone loss. Loss of function with your teeth and not having biting surfaces is a health problem, right? Because you can't eat nutritional food.
Vasquez said this lack of dental care can exacerbate other serious health issues as well.
There's a link between periodontal or gum disease and cardiac disease as well, so there's that medical oral link.
There are just two dental practices in Yerington, serving a population of more than 3,000 people. For those looking for additional care, the closest urban areas with more options, Reno and Carson City, are over an hour away. To bring care to the rurals, UNR medical students organize these free pop-up clinics in coordination with Healthy Communities Coalition. The nonprofit is based in the rural Dayton area and helps people struggling with access to health care and food insecurities. Wendy Madsen heads up the nonprofit. She said she realized there was a vital need for dental care during a conversation she had with volunteers.
Two of our food pantry volunteers had come in to serve and had shared that the night before they had pulled each other's teeth in their garage because they had infections and these painful teeth and couldn't get taken care of. So it really opened our eyes to what is happening, why, and what are we going to do about it.
To address this need, Madsen and her team worked to include Drop-In Medical's mobile dental services as part of the pop-up clinic. Madsen said the response was immediate.
We put out the information for the appointments and it filled up in 2 hours. We have a wait list a page and a half long.
Serving patients who otherwise might not have access to care is one of the main reasons that UNR medical students and doctors volunteer. The med students offer services including immunizations, blood work, and diabetes care. Taree Chadwick is a first-year med student and one of the clinic managers.
Rural healthcare is vastly different. We will see patients who haven't seen a doctor in 6-7 years.
Chadwick also said the medical students gain valuable training.
It's a lot of problem solving and figuring out what is best for the patient. There's a lot of creative thinking involved, and I think that's kind of what rural healthcare is. It's a lot of, all right, what resources do we have? How can we provide what's best for our patients?
Mobile clinics can help fill in some of these gaps. A recent study in the International Journal of Equity in Health found that mobile clinics can reduce barriers. These clinics visit areas that are typically underserved, lessening the need for transportation and providing additional resources. The UNR medical students are planning outreach for another underserved group, migrant farm workers, which will start this summer. For KUNR News, I'm Natalie Van Hooser.
This story was produced in partnership with Noticiero Mobile, with support from the Solutions Journalism Network.